Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, in parts of the country, oil drilling and production is on the upswing. In the Permian Basin of West Texas, output has doubled over the past 5 years. The region now produces a quarter of the country's daily oil supply. But the boom in Texas has a byproduct. Producers are less excited about this. It's oil theft. The Houston-based Energy Security Council estimates that this year alone, Texas companies will lose between $450 million and nearly $1.5 billion at today's prices in stolen oil. Marfa Public Radio's Sally Bove has the story.
Fred Weiss owns a new and used oil field equipment business in Odessa, Texas.
We just have several rigs in the yard.
He sells everything from whole electric drilling rigs all the way down to their bits and pieces.
We have 3,000 horsepower, 2,000, 1,500, 1,000 horsepower. Just we've got a lot of rigs that are for sale, you know.
In the middle of our interview, he's getting cold calls from oil field security companies trying to sell him software and cameras. Weiss was recently robbed.
This is where they got me the other day.
He walks me over to a generator lined with caution tape in his dusty storage yard. From the outside, the generator looks like a shipping container. Inside, there's an engine with a tangle of cables hanging from the ceiling.
You can see what's left of the generators that they took the copper out of. Hope we catch them.
Oilfield security is big business in the Permian Basin, and not just in the private sector. There's an FBI-led task force, headquartered in the city of Midland, solely dedicated to investigating cases of oilfield theft. Special Agent Andrea Simmons coordinates the task force from the sixth floor of a downtown plaza building. Oil and gas infrastructure is visible on the horizon out the office window.
You're always going to have theft. It doesn't matter whether things are booming or not.
Copper stealing has been a problem since the task force began in 2008. But more recently, a rash of oil thefts has become a bigger issue. And disappearing oil is harder to track than materials or equipment.
When there's a boom, the oil companies are so busy, there's so much going on, so much inventory going in and out, that they don't always observe the losses as quickly as they do in a downturn.
Over the span of 1 month this past spring, companies in Midland and Reeves counties in West Texas reported more than 3,200 barrels of oil stolen, worth around $160,000. That's compared to zero reports of oil theft to the FBI office in the year leading up to the spike.
So these are the areas I'll sit out at night and watch. There's a snake right there, rattlesnake.
Midland County Sergeant John Henry is a member of the task force. We drive on a dirt road to a site with a pump jack and a couple of tank batteries, which store the oil being pumped out of a nearby well.
I'm going to tell you right now, oil thefts has happened at this one. I'm not sure when it was, but I remember this lease.
Henry says this last spike of oil thefts was the most significant he's seen since joining the task force nearly 5 years ago. That makes him think the incidents were related and well organized. Here's how it often works. Oil truck drivers attach a load line, which is basically a hose, to the tank battery and suck out up to 200 barrels of oil. They store it elsewhere and eventually get the oil back into the pipeline system and registered with Texas oil regulators at the Railroad Commission. That makes the oil legitimate.
That's money in their pocket. They get a barrel of oil. That's $50.
Another way of making black market crude legitimate again is by bringing it to a wastewater disposal service. It's legal for wastewater operators to sell the oil they've skimmed off the top. But some operators that steal oil will shuffle their paperwork and mix stolen oil into the skim for a bigger profit. Sergeant Henry says that petroleum theft is really difficult to prove. The task force has 10 open investigations going, but the last successful prosecution in the area was in early 2015.
Law enforcement can't be everywhere. They can't put cameras everywhere. It's such a wide area. I think Midland is 960 square miles, and a lot of that is oil field.
Witnesses are hard to come by in oil theft investigations, so getting folks who are in on the scheme to talk is key. A bill recently passed by Texas lawmakers to increase penalties might make that easier. The hope is felony charges will spur more plea deals and cooperation from insiders. And while major oil companies might not suffer much from tens of thousands of dollars in oil stolen here, or copper wire or a generator stolen there, it's the smaller producers and business owners like Fred Weiss back in Odessa who feel every penny.
You never get used to it, no, and it does hurt.
For Here and Now, I'm Sally Bove in Midland, Texas.